Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Geek Parent, connecting modern parenting and today's nerdy generation.
Break it down one time.
And he's up there and he's in the zone.
We educate and entertain parents through board games, video games, tech discoveries, and STEM education. Inspiring a new generation starts now.
Welcome to the Geek Parent Radio, where we focus on the new generation of smart, frugal, and trendy digital parents. We're your geeky host, Kat Mahoney.
And Josh Hostetler.
And we'll be with you for the next 40 minutes to discuss some of today's tech gadgets, education, discoveries, and parenting in the digital age.
If at any time during the show you'd like to ask a question or request a topic, you can email the station at onair@thegeekparent.com or join us in the chat room from our podcast site. Also, be sure to stop over and like us on Facebook or subscribe to us on Twitter via our website, thegeekparent.com.
So this evening, we have a special guest joining us tonight in the studio. Shelley Corbett is with us tonight. For those of you who aren't familiar with Shelley's work, shame on you. Shame, shame, shame. Because Shelley is an absolutely talented photographer artist behind the Lego photography of the Stuck in Plastic collection. Shelley, good evening and welcome to the Geek Parent Talk Show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kat, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. Now, you're in Seattle, am I correct?
Yes, I am. Yep.
So, is it cold where you're at right now?
No, today was absolutely beautiful, sunny, and 60.
So, the only part of the United States that's like that, seems like.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Well, I'm in Pennsylvania, and it is snowing like crazy here, so I'm a little bit jealous of not only your talent, but of your weather, too. So it can't get better than that, I'll tell you.
I'm sorry. But, I apologize.
No problem. You probably need that with as much of running around you've been doing this week. I have to tell you, Shelley, I love. Did I say I love? Because I love your work. It's just absolutely brilliant, and it's fun, and it's colorful all at the same time. I mean, your talent is just phenomenal, and I just can't gloat enough about you. But I am a little bit curious. How did this all get started? I mean, did you play with Legos when you were younger and kind of fixate them in certain positions?
Let's go home and play.
I actually did not play with Lego as a kid, so I don't have that excuse. My partners in the Stuck in Plastic Collective, they both have that excuse. I do not, but my family all plays with Lego, and they build, and my daughter works for the Lego store in our area, so they are all steeped in it. So my picking up the minifig and photographing it was my way as a defense and not being swallowed up in their world, but to carve out my place in their world.
Right, right. Now, when actually did you begin photographing toys and Legos in particular?
About 3 years ago. I've been a fine arts photographer for about 30 years, and the body of work I did before this was underwater figurative work. So this is, in some ways, a huge departure, and in some ways, it's exactly the same thing, just replacing a female with a small 1.5-inch plastic minifigure. I don't know. It's very similar, but about 3 years ago, I got seriously involved in this, and it's been an amazing, fun, incredible ride the entire time.
Could you, tell us a little bit about the process that it takes to get the photographs to such perfect photographs?
Well, I'm not going to go there perfect. We'll just back off on that. But they're
she's being modest.
Yes, she is.
Thank you. It's a very organic process for me. I know the other people in the show are not as organic as I am, but I like to tend to take my minifigs, think about them, think about their personalities, what would they be doing, what kind of life would they have, what adventures would they have, and then make up little stories in my head, go out and explore the Pacific Northwest, go to the beach, go to the mountains, go to the local parks, go into my backyard, and set up little scenes and photograph them. And I do that all the time. And sometimes
so
it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Right. Right, and so you just, wherever you're out, you take your Legos with you?
Yeah. I go out probably a couple times a month with a backpack full of minifigs, and sometimes with friends, sometimes by myself, and just go and spend 2 or 3 hours photographing and then come back and see what I have and then go from there.
Right. Now, do you bring the Legos that, you know, that you can take change the hair out and the shirts and so forth, so everything's kind of different when you say you have a backpack full of them?
I take different faces and accessories with me in case a situation comes up where I want a different face or someone's going to have a scared face. Most of that sort of mixing and matching I'll do before I leave the house. But I usually have, like, spaceships with me, and I'll have cars with me. I'll have horses. I always have a couple dinosaurs with me. I always have lots of accessories, and we'll just see what kind of situations come up out in the world that they might be involved in.
Now, when you go to, let's say you're out in the woods by a lake or by a little stream, do you have kind of a vision of what you want to photograph, or is it just kind of on the whim type of photography?
A little bit of both. So every situation is going to be different. So I might come across a stream and I'm like, okay, what do I have with me? All right, well, I've got the fisherman, or I have a canoe, or I'll have a boat, or I might have an idea in my head that I've planned out in advance and I'm going and finding a particular stream. But then when I get there, stream's too dark, or there's not enough light, or it's too deep, or I can't get close enough, and then I'll have to adjust from there. So it's really, like I said, it's a very organic process, and I'm really out trying to capture that magic of the moment.
Mm-hmm. Right. Who actually inspires you when you started doing this? Who or what, I should say, inspires you?
The Lego, the entire Instagram toy photography community, they are my inspiration every day. We connect, we interact, and they're the ones who pulled me into this just because they're just a fun and amazing group. And then they keep me sharp, they keep me focused, they challenge me all the time with what they're doing and what they inspire me. And what they're doing inspires me to do even more, and we play off each other. That's on the grander scale. On a more specific scale, about 5 years ago, I did see Vesa Latamaki's work, who is also in the show, and that was incredibly inspiring to me. So kind of, I guess, having a show with someone who I admire very much and has inspired me to take my work to the next level. So full circle in some ways.
Right, right.
So I see, I was looking through your website and see that there's a lot of your stuff in a gallery called the Brian Ono Gallery. Can you tell us a little bit about that, what it like consists of?
Well, we have a show that's opening up tonight on March 5th, and it is three Lego toy photographers, and we've each have a third of the gallery. And I have in the gallery 6 very large photographs. And when I say large, I mean they're 35 by 48 inches large, which is basically 3 feet by 4 feet. And they really take up a lot of space. And they're just, it's wonderful to see photographs that large. I'm so used to playing on Instagram or on Flickr and on my computer, and everything is small and tiny, and that's how I used to seeing photographs, and to have the pleasure of printing them large and being able to just see the detail and put grain back in the image, because I used to be a film photographer, obviously, because I go back quite a ways before digital age, and
right.
and it's just so wonderful to get back to that luscious print quality of a photograph and see it and fall into that world that you can't do when you're looking at on a computer screen. So it's an amazing experience to be able to walk into this gallery and to see, I think we have a total of 16 or 17 pieces between the three of us, and they're all large scale, and we just don't see that with photographs, and certainly not specifically toy photography. So it's a really special show, and I'm really, really happy to be a part of it.
So
and
do
I
you
bet,
think
you know,
that they'll be go ahead,
I'm
Kat.
Sorry, go ahead. I'm just jumping ahead because I'm so excited to talk with her.
Do you think there'd be more galleries like that?
That in the future?
Yeah.
I hope so. The response has been phenomenal. We'll see what happens tonight. Certainly, people are really excited about seeing the show because it really I personally feel, and maybe I'm a little too close to the subject, but I feel that it really reflects the society that we live in right now today that is so steeped in a geek Marvel sort of, you know, that whole genre world that we live in where comic books are king and people collect toys for fun and that whole community, and we're just reflecting the world we live in. And I don't think galleries have really caught on to what the next generation is looking for to put on their wall. But again, that's just me, and I'm really close to the subject, so we'll see if my theory holds tonight or in the next 5 weeks, and maybe more galleries will get on the bandwagon and show the work, because there's so much interesting toy photography going on out there on a worldwide basis, not just in the United States, but all over the world. People who are not trained in photography specifically, but have really managed to do creative things and literally bring their toys to life, and it's phenomenal. And I would like to see more of that out there that people can see and enjoy. Because in this world we live in, it's nice to see something that will bring a smile to someone's face. So
right,
joy.
Awesome.
Definitely. Yeah,
Everything is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I love that movie.
Everyone loves that movie because it's awesome.
It is. And, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head when you had mentioned that it reflects, you know, society's geek genre today, because it's such a popular growing phenomenon. And it's true. I would like to see more of the gallery as well, because it's completely different when you see it on the computer and then going to a gallery and seeing it up on the wall. I mean, the colors can be a little bit different too. It can just pop out at you when you see it in the gallery. And, you know, not that it doesn't pop out to you on, you know, your monitor, but everybody has different monitors. And so things can be viewed differently in that aspect. But in a gallery, it's just, it's so much more, it hits home so much more to a lot of people. So I think that's a great idea. And you know, I really, really do enjoy looking at your photographs. And hopefully someday I can make it to Seattle in order to see that, you know, in the gallery. But on another note as well, obviously you have no idea how much it hypnotized me, because it's really important to me, photography, because my daughter and I we're actually nowhere near your talents in photography, but she and I have really connected through photography, and you know, I've even had her take some photographs, and I published a book for her so that she can feel closer to me, you know, that in that aspect, because she has Asperger's syndrome, and it's on the autism spectrum disorder, and photography has always actually kept her focused and calm, and it really draws her in. So your photography is really inspiring, and I'd like to know what kind of advice you would give other inspiring photographers like my daughter.
I think we talk about this all the time on the blog, about just doing the work, which is just practicing the craft on a regular basis. Just, it doesn't matter if your photos are good or bad, but just constantly practicing and not worrying about necessarily what the result is, not getting hung up on if it's a good photograph or a bad photograph or is it or what, but just keep doing it, try different ideas, be open to doing studio lighting or exterior shots or who your subject matter is until you figure out what part of photography is the thing that really clicks with you. But just doing the work, enjoying doing it, have fun with it, and just keep doing it. And then, you know, of course, learn a few basics like subject and focus. That's always a classic, especially because we have a lot of young kids who follow us because of the medium being Lego. Obviously, it's attractive to children
right.
on Instagram. And we really try to encourage them to focus, good lighting, you know, subject matter, in you know some basic sort of you know, my brain is not functioning today, sorry, but just setting up your shot well, you know, just, you know, some basics of a good editing program, you know, depending upon what platform you're on, there's some good editing programs and just some basic ideas about that. So we try to really encourage kids to get into photography, use their toys as a great subject matter because everyone has them, and take them out and do fun things with them, make them fly, put some special effects in with them, and, you know, like they have afterburners on their feet, you know, make some flames. If your car, if you're into, like, matchbox cars, is, you know, make them so they, like, spin dust, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, there's, like, so many amazing things. I mean, you could take a beautiful sunset photo, but a beautiful sunset photo is so much more fun if you have your matchbox car in front of it. So
right.
just play. And play is a healthy, wonderful, glorious thing, and we don't do enough of it. So
I have to agree completely, Shelley.
I agree. Yep.
Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your advice
you.
And passion with us. It's actually hard to convey the beauty of your work through internet radio, and our fans will have to actually see it for themselves. And you can visit Shelley at www.sjcorbett.com, and we'll have that on our website as well. Shelley, you said you had an Instagram. What is your Instagram account?
It's XXSJC.
And we will have that as a link as well on thegeekparent.com, just so that you can subscribe to Shelley and see her phenomenal work. Shelley, again, thank you so much. It has been such a pleasure talking with you tonight.
Oh, thank you, Kat. Thank you, Josh. Thanks for having me on, and thank you for your interest in my work. I really, really appreciate the support and all your kind words. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't know about you, Josh, but I think that's just her work is just phenomenal. It's you know, she hit the nail on the head when she said have fun with it.
Yes.
Because everything is about fun, and that's what you and I both enjoy about spending time with our kids as well, is the fun of things. We you know, we're grown-ups, but we know that deep down inside we're still that, you know, the geeky kids in elementary school who love, you know, our Legos or Star Wars, Star Trek, and, you know, Marvel Comics and so forth. So I think that her photography really captures that essence of childhood in all of us. And I think it's wonderful that that she was able to be here and share that with us. Some of our listeners, again, we will have her website and her Instagram account on our geekparent.com website. And then we'll also have some other Lego photography sites that you can go and see as well as Shelley's. So thank you again, Shelley. And we are going to actually move on to App of the Week. And Josh, what do you have for us, Mr. Techie Guy?
Well, the apps, I'm actually not going to focus on one app this week because there are quite a few apps. I'm not going to go in depth on them. Most of them are all free from the App Store. But there are quite a few good ones. I seen some top 20 lists, and some about half are pay, half aren't. A couple of the ones I checked out are My Brushes Pro, and that is on the Apple App Store. It's for iPad. And it kind of goes in, and it's like most of the ones that you're going to play with. It has all these, you have paint brushes, you have, let's see, two, three brushes, some pencils, and you can go in, you can change your radius, how big stuff is, you can smudge it out, you can erase it, you can pick your colors. That was one of the ones that I played with. Another one that I think I maybe like the most so far is called Sketches, and that is, again, from the Apple Store. And it's kind of a clean, minimalist view of drawing. So I think that's probably why I like it the most. It's real minimalist view.
Now, is this are these apps that you draw on your tablet?
They're just iPad apps that you draw on.
Neat.
And then one of the final ones, which was really cool, was called Inkist. And that's sort of also a minimalist feel. You do have your dock on the left-hand side that has a bunch of your different pencils and erasers and smudging, and you can do all sorts of stuff. So me and the kids were kind of playing around with that one. I didn't feel that there was a best of one that I wanted to focus on. It's just more of, if you have a tablet of any sort, it is wonderful to let kids draw on. We had some, Marvel has one where you can draw superheroes and it teaches how to draw them. Star Wars has one. Actually, it's Disney that has made all these. Star Wars has one where you can teach you how to draw. Barbie, I think, was one of another one. There's a Disney characters one that I've let all my kids use from the past, and you can draw on them and just, they can erase it and doodle over and play to their heart's content. So very cool little apps.
And now what was that one called?
This last one is called Inkist, I-N-K-I-S-T.
I-N-K-I-S-T. Okay. I will have to check that one out because that sounds really neat, something my kids would actually enjoy as well. And I actually have, we actually just talked about it with Shelley, was Instagram.
Right.
I know that's probably one of the most, you know, everybody knows Instagram, but I know there are some people who don't. And if you aren't familiar with Instagram, Instagram is it's a fast, beautiful, and fun way to share your life with family and friends. You take a picture or a video, and then you choose a filter, and then you transform it to kind of look the way that you want it to. You can make it look vintage. You can make it pop out with color. And then you can share them on Facebook or Twitter, Tumblr. But it's a really – I have Instagram. My daughter has Instagram. My sons have Instagram. And it's just a really neat way for everybody to kind of share pictures quickly. And Shelley said that she started doing her stuff on Instagram first. So we will, again, we'll have her Instagram account on our website as well as my own Instagram. And Josh, do you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram. I don't use it as much as you do, but I do have one.
Right. I think, you know, and I think statistic-wise we're going to have to look this up, but I think it's mostly a girl thing. Not all. Don't quote me on this. Not all girls. And not, you know, not just girls, but I think a lot of girls like to do the picture taking. You know, they like to take selfies and they like to take pictures of things and then post them and, you know, kind of share that stuff. And there's obviously guys too. My sons do it, but I think girls just love doing that stuff.
I agree with that.
Do you think so? And I'm really not trying to weed out the guys from Instagram at all. I'm just saying that I think I find that I do it a lot more and my daughter does it a lot more than my husband and my sons. And I find that a lot of people I subscribe to are majority female than they are males. But I think Instagram is definitely an app of the week that, along with your apps as My Brushes, Sketches, and Inkist. I think those are great apps to try this week if you're into art and photography, because that's what we are focused on today is art and photography. Am I right, Josh?
I think so. I think that was, yeah, that's this week, right?
Where am I?
it's been a hectic day today, so let me tell you.
I'm sure it has, and you know, and it's been real hectic here as far as weather-wise too. Were you guys closed down as well? Your kids' schools?
No, we didn't actually get any weather here. We have a warehouse in Pennsylvania, and that warehouse did close today. But here in Indiana, it's just cold.
Yeah, it's freezing and it snowed pretty hard. So this is the second day in a row my kids have had out of school, and you know, I'd say it's unnerving, but it's actually not because my kids are pretty good, and my daughter has been on her Instagram as well as myself taking pictures of the snow. Though I would like to be back in Washington D.C. where I was a couple of years ago. Actually around, I believe it was around this time, and it wasn't snowing, but I went to see the Art of Video Games exhibit at the Smithsonian American Art Museum. Have you heard of that?
I have heard of that.
Well, it's a few years ago I went to Washington, D.C., and I'll tell you what, it was an amazing event. What the exhibit consisted of was, it was one of the first exhibits to, it kind of explored 40-year evolution of video games as an artistic medium, and it had a focus on visual effects and the creative use of technology. So it kind of combined how game developers and artists work together through 40 years to create what we are at now in video games. And it features some of the most influential artists and designers over five eras of game technology, from the earlier pioneers to contemporary designers. And the exhibit was, they focused on interplay of graphics and the technology and the storytelling. I mean, it was... The gaming systems they had in here, they ranged from Atari to the PlayStation, and they had like 80 games selected with the help of the public, because they sent this out before they opened the exhibit, on what people would like to, what they remembered in video games and the art of video games. And I actually was able to speak with Chris Melesinos, who was the founder of Past Pixels and the curator of the Art of Video Games exhibit. So I was able to sit down and speak with him, and it was, I mean, really, I consider us kids when it comes to you and I walking into a video game store or a technology store.
Oh.
You know, it's like a kid going into a game store.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how I was, and it was nostalgic to move through the museum and relive my childhood from the Commodore 64 to, you know, Sega Genesis, and then up through the current personal PCs and the consoles. And it gave you a history and a video of the creative time during that era. And to bring my own kids, through that museum, and for them to actually enjoy going through a museum and relate to me, that's something that families don't get too often. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it was just great.
Now, I do see that they have a book that is based off of, I believe, the museum exhibits.
Yes, they do. And actually, I am so glad that you mentioned that, because I have a copy of The Art of Video Games from Pac-Man to Mass Effect. It's written by Chris Melesinos, and I am giving that away from thegeekparent.com. If you are listening tonight and you go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/thegeekparent, and then it's the Geek Parent 1, and you let us know what your favorite video game was during, oh, it can be from the time you were playing Asteroids. And it can be, it's, you know, one of those nostalgic type moments. Tell us what your favorite video game is and why. And why do you think the graphics in that, it didn't matter during the time that you were playing. And you could win yourself a copy of that book directly from the hands of Chris Melesinos, from him to me, and I will give that copy away to one of our lucky listeners. Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
I mean, that is awesome. I think so, too. Who wouldn't want that? The book is absolutely amazing, and it really kind of goes through a lot of interviews that they've talked to some of the most recent developers as well, BioWare, Casey Hudson as well, who worked previously with BioWare, and even from the developers of Pac-Man and Pong. Remember that game, Pong?
I do. We used to play Pong quite a bit.
Yeah, and it had nothing to do with graphics. I mean, it was just like, you know, back and forth. It was one of those, how can you sit there and play that type things?
Yeah.
You know?
Thinking back on it, I'm not quite sure, but...
Well, I know if I played it now, my kids would be like, what are you playing, Mom? That looks really boring. But to us, during the time, it was great. But it was, as the art got better, I mean, it flourished. So The Art of Video Games, it was an amazing event. And so I will post some photos of my trip through the museum on the website to share with everyone, www.thegeekparent.com. And that way you can see the journey through 40 years. I won't post all 40 years of the trip, but I'll put some of the most wonderful parts of it. In fact, they had some of the video games, the old video games in their museums that you could play. They had this. I got a picture of my son playing Pac-Man up on a big large screen, but he was, you know, literally playing the Atari part of it, and him and my other son, and they actually enjoyed it. I mean, they were loving this. And we kept telling them, look, that was video games during our time. I mean, it wasn't really, you know, what they have now, Call of Duty, Battlefield. What's the one that I'm playing now? Gee, I put, 388 hours of gameplay into Dragon Age Inquisition?
I couldn't remember that one because you haven't talked about it at all on Facebook at all.
What? Oh, I don't think I'm posting enough then. I think I'm going to have to post some more photos. Oh, but you have to admit the graphics in that, the art in that, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. Yeah. And in some of the sketches that they have out there for the books is just amazing what some of these artists can do, whether it's in photography or drawing, illustrations, or digital art as well, because it all together, it brings everything to life. And we are going to move on to Tech of the Week. And I gosh, we only have 10 minutes left, so I'm going to be quick about this. But tech of the week, actually, this week we're discussing art and technology, video games. Have you ever tried a software program called GoAnimate, Josh?
I have not.
Well, I will have to share GoAnimate with you. It is actually, if you're talking about being artistic and with technology, GoAnimate is a video animation software. And you can create your own kind of animations, comics, videos, things like that. And I've actually created a couple, and one of them became a big hit on GameStop because it had to do with a lot of what the game developers have to deal with behind the scenes of their disgruntled fans. So it grabbed the attention of some of our game developers and our marketing people that work behind the scenes of our games and technical support especially. But it's GoAnimate is a what you can get it for free. There is a monthly plans and prices that you can pay for, you know, extended things to do or add additional little programs that you can add on there art-wise and characters. But you can have a free trial and try that out too. It's GoAnimate, GoAnimate.com. And you can create your own animation videos and just kind of mess around with it. You really can't break anything. But try it out and see how that works and get creative. You know, be funny, be political, be, you know, serious. It's all about being creative with GoAnimate. So you'll have to try that one out with your kids, Josh. I actually had my kids be the voiceovers in one of the videos, so it turned out really funny.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And actually, oh my gosh, that is going to wrap it up for us this week. This time goes by just so fast when you're having fun. And there's so many other questions I wanted to ask Shelley, and I know I couldn't, so I'm going to have to email her or subscribe to her Instagram to make sure that that my questions get out there to her. Well, that's it from the Geek Parent Radio. Thank you for allowing us into your home or your office today. Thank you to photographer Shelley Corbett for joining us this evening and discussing her beautiful photography. You can view some of her work and subscribe to Shelley at sjcorbett.com. And again, we will have her her website up on our website along with her Instagram.
And remember to check out our website, thegeekparent.com, where you can keep updated with our discussions, our upcoming guests, and you can like us on Facebook and Twitter.
And enjoy the rest of your week. Hopefully it is not as snowy and we get a little bit of sun. If Shelley, if you're still listening, please send some sun this way to Indiana, Pennsylvania, you know, and we would be happy for that. We look forward to talking with everybody again, right here every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Until then, I am Kat Mahoney.
And I'm Josh Hostetler saying see you next week, same geek time, same geek channel.